This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
An internationally renowned exhibit is marking its 40th year at Wausau's Woodson Art Museum. As Glenn Moberg reports, there is more to birds and art than meets the eye.
It's opening night at the Woodson Art Museum. A chamber orchestra performs under a giant sculpture of two endangered whooping cranes. For the 40th consecutive year, Wausau is the unlikely host of one of the world's greatest displays of avian art.
We are just so delighted and tickled.
For Museum Director Kathy Kelsey Foley, Birds in Art has reached a milestone. 607 artists from around the world submitted their best work. Only 102 were chosen.
The cream of the crop doesn't even do it justice.
And as always, admission to the exhibit is free.
Spent a little time with that one here.
What do you find interesting about it?
You know, the spontaneity and honesty. He knows his birds.
Don Rombaut of Milwaukee admires a watercolor by British artist Darren Woodhead. Rombaut's own work has been featured at Birds in Art for 15 years.
90% of my work are birds.
You a bird watcher?
A bit, yeah. You know, where I am in Milwaukee, right on the migratory route, loads of raptors in the fall, all kinds of songbirds in the spring. I think we all care deeply about the birds and the environment.
A storm-tossed raven bristles in a charcoal drawing by Michigan artist Karen Bondarchuk. In 2008, Birds in Art featured her sculpture of a human-sized crow made out of tire scraps, a commentary on the environment and a then-struggling auto industry.
It's called Corvus deflatus, and it was a very large crow.
Bondarchuk believes crows and ravens have much to tell us about ourselves.
I see their behavior as being really close to our behavior. They're intelligent, they're annoying, they're able to adapt to pretty much anything that's going on, and I see us doing pretty much the same right now with climate change going on. Humans are scrambling, trying to adapt.
Andrea Rich of Santa Cruz, California, found long-eared owls trying to adapt to a hot climate and turned the experience into a woodcut image.
Central California, it's hot and there aren't very many trees, and the tree was filled with long-eared owls. There were about 14, 15 of them in the one tree.
Rich says in California, the people are also trying to adapt.
We're having a tough time out there. It is hot, 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 and very dry. We're in our fourth year of drought. A lot of fires this year. We have to completely rethink our water use.
What appears on the surface to be simple wildlife art often has an underlying political message. Guy Koliak is a New Yorker who finds refuge in his scenes of birds and big game animals.
When you grow up in the concrete jungles of New York and you get down to the barrier beaches of Long Island or you get into the woods, it's like a cathedral. It really is. I was raised going to church, but right now I'd feel closer to God in the forest.
A contributor for all 40 years, Koliak wants to stop the growth of concrete jungles.
If we keep spreading out and exchanging rivers and forests for concrete and glass, the animals aren't going to live in concrete and glass. If you like wildlife, if you like the outdoors, if you like nature, it's imperative that we try to preserve it.
Last year, the Woodson Art Museum used art to commemorate the extinction of the passenger pigeon. This year's artists hope that the birds they portray will not suffer a similar fate. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.